Okay, welcome all to the licensing committee meeting on the 21st, I think we are, of July 2020. It is a virtual meeting, as you are all aware, and I'd like to welcome you all. So do we have any apologies, item one on the agenda?
No apologies, Chairman.
Do we have item two, any declarations of interest? No declarations of interest. Item three, to consider any urgent business brought forward before the meeting under Rule 12.
There's no urgent business this afternoon, Chair.
Thank you. And that brings us to the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 19th of May 2020. You've all had the minutes. I'm sure you've all read them diligently. And I wondered if I could, has anyone got any comments on the minutes? Could I have a proposer for the minutes then, please?
Yes.
Anyone going to put their hand up for me? Oh, Councillor Alison Legg, proposal, and Councillor Helen Hall, second. All those in favour? Oh, we've got some real hands. Can't you put your virtual hands up, please?
Oh, George.
Colin? Obviously not. Okay, as far as I can see, those minutes are... Oh, any against? Just waiting for the hands to go down. Any abstentions? Well, those minutes are approved. I'll sign them sometime, no doubt. Right, item five, extension of private hire and hackney carriage vehicle licence following the COVID-19 update. So I will ask Margaret Woolley, the licensing officer, to give us an update on that.
Thank you, Chair. A report was presented to the committee in May regarding a request from the Burton Taxi Trade to extend vehicle licences beyond their prescribed age limit due to issues brought about by the recent pandemic. We agreed to update the committee at this meeting. Currently, hackney carriage vehicles are allowed to be licensed until they're 10 years old, and private hire vehicles until they're 7 years old. The committee granted a 4-month extension for those vehicles reaching the age limit of 7 and 10 years from the 19th of May. Since committee, we've had 14 vehicle proprietors extend their vehicle license. 8 haven't taken up the opportunity, and 9 are awaiting an appointment confirmation ready for when theirs expires. We're asking if the committee will consider today if we can continue with the vehicle extensions, which will come to an end on the 19th of September 2020. Thank you, Chair.
Right, so you've heard Margaret's report there. Does anybody have any comments, please? Does anybody think that we should extend it further then?
Chair, I'm trying to watch it, but I can't. Can I say something?
Yes. Carry on, Dennis, please.
Yeah, I'm more than happy for this extension to carry on as it is, but we could perhaps remind taxi drivers that now is probably a very good time to think about changing your vehicle, because there are all sorts of exciting deals being offered because they can't get rid of cars, and apparently second-hand cars are going like hotcakes anyway.
So you're saying you would say to extend the from the 19th of September, when to would you would extend that?
No, I'm saying I'm happy for it to keep going till the 19th of September. are neutral on whether you extend it further.
Well, I think my view is that the 19th of September is adequate, and I don't see that there is a reason to extend it past there. Does anybody else have any views on that? Councillor Aykroyd.
That was going to be my question, Chair, as to whether we're going to extend it after the 19th of September, because it's only 2 months now, isn't it, till then? And whether we need, whether we'll consider extending it or whether we're just going to review it every couple of months. I'd just like some clarification, please.
I'm more than happy to review it again if that's what the committee would like. And we can let you know how many vehicles potentially would be October, November, how many would we would have then coming up. We haven't really had that many inquiries. I think overall we've probably had 3 emails saying that they can't afford vehicles and asking if they can have an extension from October. But as I say, that's probably only 3. And I think once the drivers get out working again, which they are doing now, obviously slowly, but it is coming, they may find that they may have the money, they may not, to buy another vehicle. But they obviously knew previously, you know, prior to this, that their vehicles were coming up to the 7 and 10 years. Some will have put provision away, some won't. So
it's my view that the 19th of September should be adequate for people to get their vehicles renewed and sorted out. So does anybody think that they should definitely have another extension on top of the 19th of September? Councillor Wildman.
I actually agree with you, Chair. I think the 19th of September is fine. Can I ask Margaret, again, we had 14 that have taken up and 8 that haven't.
Yes.
And what was the other figure?
We had 9 that were waiting an appointment.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we won't send the appointments out until we're a bit closer to the end of the age limit, you see.
Right. In that case, I definitely think the 19th of September would be fine. They've known about it now for a long time. And as already pointed out, they are back at work. So I think that should be fine.
Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Chair. Just to reinforce what Councillor Wildman said, I think the taxi drivers have had sufficient time. They're now back at work. They're earning again. And they will have now about 7-8 weeks before the 19th of September. And to me, I don't think there is any need to actually extend the renewal for them.
Councillor McGarry.
Likewise, I think the 19th of September is fine, but I think we've got to make the main concern for us as a committee is that our concern is to the members of the public and their safety. So that's paramount to me. So if those vehicles are fit for purpose and to be on the road as a taxi, then that should be the number one concern for all committee members here. Anything beyond that should actually be either renewed or sufficient enough to actually be on the road. So I think the 19th of September, as long as that vehicle is safe to drive and safe to hold passengers, then that is, I think we should cut it off on the 19th of September.
During the lockdown.
Right. So
during the lockdown period, the 4 of the testing stations that we use have stayed open. So the vehicles have been able to go and get the certificate of compliance and MOT, which is the MOT that we have. So they've all had that, and they will continue up to the 19th of September, even though they've gone over their age limit, they'll still have one in place.
Thank you, Margaret. So I think we're agreed that the 19th of September is adequate. Do I need to propose and second that, or has it already been carried that the 19th
Councillor,
is the date.
Councillor Wildman's got his hand up.
He hasn't now.
No.
Do you want to speak, Councillor Wildman? Okay. Thank you. So do we need to propose that again? I will ask Angela.
Yes, that's right, Chair. You do need to propose and also have a seconder.
Thank you. Can I have a proposer then, please, if somebody... Councillor McGarry, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Faulkner was the first up there, I think. So you've heard the proposal. Duly seconded. If no one else has got anything to say on it, could I have a vote on that? All those in favour?
Can we do a named vote, please, Councillor?
We can. So will you go through the names, please, Monica?
Yeah. Councillor.
If you could take your hands down then, please.
Take your hands down. Councillor okay. Toon.
Four.
Councillor Ackroyd.
Four.
Councillor Fletcher.
Four.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Wildman.
Four.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor Hall.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
And Councillor McGarry.
Four.
That's carried, Chair.
Thank you. Yeah, no need to go against or abstentions because that was unanimous. So thank you all. That was short and sweet. That brings our meeting to a conclusion. Unless anybody's got anything else they want to just mention, there's nothing else agendaed, of course. Thank you all. You may leave the meeting. Are you all right for a quick chat, Margaret?
Yes, fine.
Councillor McGarry and Sylvester have got their hands up.
Oh, sorry, Councillor McGarry?
No. Oh, no. Okay, yes. I'm Councillor Faulkner.
It's coming up and down.
All right.
Councillor Faulkner, would you like to put your hand down?
Simon, do you want me to stay on with you?
There is
some extra business I want to mention to the committee chair.
There's no other business on the agenda.
There isn't. Okay.
We are just going to hang back just for a second after the meeting, because I just want a little word with Margaret.